Well, dear students, we have a bonus assignment which is no longer solo only a bonus assignment. Because why? In the past, you'd have to go to the library, which is a problem for many people, just getting to the library, you know, with all the responsibilities that our students have today. And also, we did not give you much support. We sort of just said, hey, have fun, see what you can do with this. Well, now we're making it half required and half bonus. So I really should change this link, shouldn't I? And also, we want to give you more support. Why? Because now you can download the 30 Dow Jones Industrial stocks, even though most of them have nothing to do with industry, from ValueLine for free. Cool. So I discussed that in the commentary. Please read about that and check out the ValueLine. So what we did is we created a spreadsheet, and I've been agonizing over this because I don't really do a very good job because it's only for me. You know, I just make it kind of haphazard, and I know what the hell's going on, but it's any spreadsheet can be difficult to explain. So I tried to make it as easy to understand as possible, and I'm going to show it to you, but I already have it teed up, so I'm not going to show it to you here. I'm just going to, here it is right here, and I'd use Nike on March the 5th. So let's move that down, and here's the spreadsheet. Now, where did I get all these numbers from? Well, I got the price from Yahoo or Google Finance or MarketWatch or whatever, but everything else is from the ValueLine. So let's call up the ValueLine, and I download Nike. So you're going to do a company other than Nike, okay? Don't just do Nike. And it's kind of hard to read this because, especially if you're looking at this on your screen, on your phone, even if you're looking on a big screen. But where do I get the price? Well, you'll notice across the top here, I'm going to make this bigger. Hello, make it bigger. Across the top, where's my little thing to move left and right? Oh, I have to use the, it's okay. You'll see they have the high and the low. So what I did is I put in the high prices and the low prices for the last 5 years and then just took the average. How's that for? Or sometimes what I'll do is I'll just take the price on July 1st or June 30th in the middle of the year. Because remember, we're not trying to have any kind of pretense of precision. In other words, we're not trying to be precise because we know we're not precise. But so in the spreadsheet, if you go back to the spreadsheet, where is it? It's right there. If you come over here, I got the prices here. You'll see that it says the average of K4 to L4. I don't know if you can see that, but that's what it says. So if you come over here, I put in from the ValueLine the highs for each year and the lows for each year. So for 2020, it was 148 and 60. So we go back and we see, yeah, here it is, 148 and 60. See that? So that's how I got the prices. So how's that for precision? Take the price on July 1st, which is the middle of the year, June 30th, or take the high and the low and divide by two. Now, the earnings per share, cash flow per share, sales per share, those are all grabbed from the ValueLine. So here we come back with the ValueLine, and you'll see, come on, sweetheart, come over here. Sales per share, earnings per share, cash flow per share, dividends per share. I just took all that data and typed it into the spreadsheet. So for sales per share, where's sales per share? Here it is, sales per share. 27.55 is the 2021 number. Oh, you can't see that now. Now you can see it. 27.55, 24.0, 24.95, 27.55, 24.01. 24.0, well, yeah, 24.0, I got them right. And the cash flow per share and the earnings per share, I just typed all that material in. And then ValueLine gives you the average annual PE ratio. So I typed that information in here. That's all typed in, gotten from, I'm sorry if I'm making you seasick, average annual PE ratio. I computed this one, which is, oh, no, I didn't. Where did I get it? Oh, I got that from the internet. I just took it from Yahoo. I lied there. I got this and I got that from Yahoo. Now, how about these guys? The average annual price to cash flow ratio. Well, that formula is taking the cash flow per share and dividing it by the prices over here. So for you spreadsheet fans, you'll see it's a very simple formula. B3 divided by D3. B3, the price. B3 divided by D3, the cash flow per share. And then you just replicate that down the column for you spreadsheet fans. You know it's very easy to do. If you're not familiar, I'll show you. I'm going to delete all this. And just grab this guy. You can do copy and paste, or you can use this little magic box. And ta-da! Piece of cake. And the same thing is true for the annual price to sales ratio. I took the price in B3 and divided it by the sales per share in E3. So B3, which is the price, divided by E3, gives us the average annual price to sales ratio. Now, where did I get the dividends per share? Type those in. Because if you go back to, let's go back. Come on, sweetheart. I got to talk nice to it. If you go back to the value line, you'll see dividends per share, $1.04, $93, $86, $78, $70, $62, and $54. Now, in this one, just this column, I went to 2015. And why is that? Because I need the 2015 to get the growth rate for 2016. Because the formula is actually very simple. It makes sense once you understand it. You take the current, here in this case, we're doing the 2021. You take the current I3 dividends per share, and then you subtract the previous year's dividend. Now, notice it's in parentheses. It's in parentheses because you have to do that calculation first, and then you divide it by the previous year, I4. So I3 is the current year, I4 is the previous year. So to get the growth between 2020 to 2021, we take the dividends per share now minus the dividends per share last year. That's I3 divided by I4, divided by I4, the previous year's dividends. And that tells you that last year to this year, Nike grew their earnings by 11.83%. And then between 2019 and 2020, 8.14%. And then between 2018 to 2019, all the way down here. So you need 2015. And so that gives me the dividends growth rate, the dividend growth rates for the last six years. And so, right? Yeah, 5-6 years. And so now, so all that just gets us ready to be able to do the calculations, the price to earnings model, the price to cash flow model, and the price to sales model. So the 5-year average PE, well, how did I get that? I went to average of F4 to F8. Now, what's F4? There's the average annual PE ratio going back 5 years from 2020 to 2016. Right, I should, you know, what I can do, I can go over here and say, come on, let's see if I can do this. Oh, no, I'll go do it later. Oh, my apologies. I just want to show there's a way to freeze that. Let's see if I can do it. While I'm doing live, view, freeze, one column. Ha! Now the years will stay put. Isn't that cute? Okay. All right, so what are we doing? Okay, so now we're going to take the average annual five-year average PE by doing the average of F4 to F8. And we're going to do the same thing for price to cash flow, G4 to G8, because that's the column with the price to cash flow. And price to sales will be H4 to H8. So this is calculating the five-year average PE. And if you're tricky, you can find that sometimes Value Line has stuff like this for you. You don't have to do it yourself, but I did it myself. All right, now, what's the current Earnings per share for 2021? Well, that's C3. And if we go back up to C3, we'll see that, yeah, that is what it is, $3.05. That's what ValueLine told us. Earnings per share were $3.05. And then they believe that the earnings per share in 2025 will be $7.25. So what did I do? I used a little tricky formula. I took C13 minus C12, the difference between these two, divided them by 5. And that's going to give me the amount every year that it increases. And then I start by adding the 2021. And that tells me what the estimate for next year is. How's that for precision? We're just saying, okay, well, ValueLine says it's going to be $7.25 in 2025. And what's the what is it going up every year? Well, you divide the difference between 5. You take these two and divide by 5, and that gives you how much it goes up every year. And then I just add the current year to that 1/5 calculation. And it tells me that their growth rate for their earnings per share are 27.54. So the prediction is the current price to earnings ratio. I'm sorry, the 5-year price to earnings ratio average times the current earnings per share times 1 plus the growth rate. So you see how a spreadsheet is really like a big calculator in a bingo on a bingo board. And you just do C11 times C12 times 1 plus C15, remembering to put those in parentheses. So that tells us that the prediction is going to be 120 next year. Well, the price was 133. Oh, well. And the same thing is true for the price to cash flow. Oops, stop that. Go slowly. Don't scare people. Okay, the price to cash flow, we did the exact same thing. We took the 5-year average price to cash flow. We took the current cash flow per share. And then what ValueLine says it's going to be in 2025. Took the difference, divided by 5, and added that on to 2021. And it tells us that next year we should have $4.37 of cash flow per share, which is a growth rate of 24.86. When we put the plug the numbers into our prediction, C18, the 5-year average, I keep using the word current, my apologies, the 5-year average price to cash flow ratio times the current cash flow per share times 1 plus the growth rate. And it tells us the prediction, stop it. The prediction is $121. Again, much lower than what the price is. And the same thing is true for price to, that's supposed to be price to sales. Let me fix that right now. While we're live, let's fix that price to sales. And the same thing is true now. We see that the prediction for price to sales is actually lower than the other two and much lower than what the price is. So those are the price models, which I don't like that much. Anyway, now we're going to go to the constant perpetual growth model, one of my favorites. And here's my favorite, the discounted cash flow model. So slow down. This mouse is very sensitive. Okay, let's get rid of these guys. Okay. The current dividends are $1.04. Now, if we take the average of the dividend growth rates, which is J3 to J8. So let's go back up to J3 to J8 and see that, yes, I told you how we computed these guys. Here are the growth rates for the last, actually, 6 years, including 2021. And we average them all together, and we get over 11%. I mean, Nike's been growing their dividends very, very high. I don't know if they're going to continue, but my goodness, 11.56%. Well, that means we can't use the 8% and we can't use the 10% right off the bat. The model doesn't work if the required rate of return is less than the dividend growth rate. But if the dividend growth, if we required a rate of return of 12% and the dividend growth rate were 11.56%, then the formula, which is, let's do the formula. You take the current dividends, that's in D32. Don't forget all the parentheses, very important. You multiply it times 1 plus the growth rate, which would you know, this is 11%, so it'll be 1.1156. Okay. And we multiply it times 1 plus the growth rate, and then we make sure the parentheses around there, so we do the numerator first. Then we divide that by the 12% that we're looking for, our required rate of return, minus the growth rate, 11.56. And this model is saying that Nike's actually worth $264. Now, why is that? Why is this so high? Well, it's pretty high because of the dividend growth rate is pretty close to 12%. And if you math nerds, you know what happens when the denominator gets close to zero, the quotient goes towards infinity. When it hits zero, it goes to infinity. So this model right here is a little shaky in terms for us, because it's just hard to believe. Doesn't mean they won't. It's just hard to believe that Nike's going to continue to grow their dividend at this torrid pace. Who knows? They might do it. They just might do it. We don't know that, but it's difficult. It's difficult to imagine they're going to do that. But it doesn't mean they won't. It doesn't mean they won't. It's just not too many companies can pull that off. All right. So now my favorite, finally, the discounted cash flow models. Well, we first start with the years from 2021 to 2024, or you could do 21 to 2023, or 2021 to 2025. You decide. Remember, we're not trying to be precise. So the future cash flows, what did we do? We took the current dividends per share, and then we multiplied them times 1 plus the dividend growth rate, which again, 11.5%. And will it continue? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, Nike's doing really pretty well. And so those are the four dividends. And so you just take the previous one. Here's the one we typed in. Well, we didn't type it in. We typed it in over on I3. That came from the value line. And then for 2022, we took C38, 2021's dividends, and multiply it times 1 plus the dividend growth rate, which is over here, dividend growth rate, D33. And what are these dollar signs? Just don't worry about that. You'll take a spreadsheet class and understand what those mean. Okay, and then did the same thing for 2023, and then did the same thing for 2024. But then what did we do? We added $150. Now, where did the $150 come from? Well, remember, we have to decide on a price in the future. So we go back to the value line, and we see that in 2025, they believe this price is going to be anywhere from between 125 or so up to 160. So here's where you just, put up your finger, see which way the wind's blowing. And so I used 150. Okay. And so then you get the present value multipliers from the table, and let's pull up the table real quick, at 10%, 0.909, 0.826, 0.751. Did I do that right? Yeah, 0.909, 0.826, 0.751, 0.6383. And then this column takes the future cash flows times the present value multiplier. And again, you can do it once and then copy it down the column. But see, C38, the current cash flow the future cash flow for 2021 times the present value multiplier for the first year. And that discounts, that's why it's called the discounted cash flow, to 94 cents and a half cents. Same thing for 2022, same thing for 2023. And then 2024, we take not only the dividend, but also the future expected price. And we get 103.43. You add all those together, and you get a little over $106. So at 10%, the price is 133. Is Nike going to be able to deliver as it has in the past? You know, if you put a gun to my head, I would say no. There's a saying, it's as good as it gets, right? This is about as good as it gets. And then if we use 8%, it gets better, 114, because we just use different present value multipliers, and then you do the same calculation. C38 is the cash flow for for 2021, and this time you multiply it times G38, the present value multiplier for year number one, year number two, year number three, year number four. So at 8%, it's closer, you know, the price is $133, and the model is saying it's really only worth about $114. So for me, even though I adore Nike, I think it's been a great stock, this is something that I would say, you know what, I think it's a little pricey right now. And of course, if we look, of course, and we never do anything without consulting the value line, what does value line say? The good news surrounding these high quality shares is already factored into their quotation. Nike is trading at all-time highs, but in the meantime, the quarterly dividend has been hiked 12%, so that's a pretty good news. But what's value line trying to tell you? You know, it's just hard to believe that they're going to be able to continue this torrid pace of price appreciation. And, you know, it's true of a lot of companies, folks. It's true of a lot of companies right now. Not all companies, but it's true of a lot of companies. So that's my offering to you. Remember, this is a semi-bonus assignment. 5 points if you do it. I'm sorry, it's worth 5 points. So if you don't do it, you're going to lose 5 points. But if you do it, you get 10 points. And now that you have a spreadsheet to use, you know, file, make a copy or file download as excuse. I'm sorry, Expel, Excel. You can grab one of the value lines. Don't do Nike. Thank you very much. Grab one of the value lines, Dow 30 stocks for free. Download them. Grab the data. Plug it into the spreadsheet or make your own or do your own calculations. Remember, this is fairly open-ended, and I might tweak this a little bit, but not much. Now that we've done the presentation, I'm not going to tweak it much because as I said, you know, my spreadsheets are a mess, but I know them. When you give a spreadsheet to somebody, you better explain it very well, because it can be nothing but gibberish to most people looking at it, especially if they've never worked with a spreadsheet. And if you haven't worked with a spreadsheet, I got to tell you, folks, they're not really that hard. I mean, there's a lot to them and they can do so much, but really it's like a big bingo game, and it can make calculations with those, you know, with those C3 bingo, you know, times C5 or plus C5 or whatever. So contact me for help. We want you to be awesome. And dear students, if you do this, I guarantee that you will have your eyes wide open with regard to the issues, as Value Line likes to call them, the stocks that you buy. Now, will it guarantee you're going to be the best investor since Peter Lynch? No, I don't know. But at least you will know and understand the risk versus reward profile of the companies that you're investing in. Will it make you a better investor? I think so. I truly think so, and I certainly hope you do it. And if not, go ahead, look on the television and see what the next talking head tells you to buy, and don't do any research at all. Good luck. See ya.